If you could, maybe we'll just start to make sure I got this all right. Your name and pronunciation and your title, please.
Yeah, it's Rich Mistel, and it's pretty much pronounced Mistel. It's it. Get rid of the Z.
Okay.
And Custom Border Protection Officer, Public Affairs Liaison.
All right. Well, we're coming up to the holiday season here, and with that, of course, it's going to be a busy holiday travel season. You guys are warning folks to be ready for that, but do you see this particular holiday season maybe being busier than others in recent past?
Well, I mean, every holiday season is busy. As to if it's going to be busier than past, unfortunately, I really don't know. And that's why CBP is always out there trying to tell everybody to just be prepared. Be prepared when you cross the border and, try to ensure a smooth border crossing experience.
You know, you listed these tips for those who will be traveling to cross the border. And the one that I want to make sure we get into and maybe expand on a little bit, because this was recently in the news, is that interesting app that your group has just released called the Border Wait Time app. It's relatively new, but what kind of reviews have we heard about it? Have you maybe had a chance to utilize it yourself?
Yeah, this app was just launched last week, actually, so it's very new. Our commissioner came up and had a little press conference and demonstrated it to the media. And what it does is it's for use with your smartphones. This day and age, everybody has a smartphone these days. So it's a way for travelers to be able to use their smartphone to see what their cross-border travel is going to be. They can locate the three ports of entry closest to their location and map the best routes to the crossing of their choice. For example, like here in a local area, the app allows for travelers in the Buffalo, New York area to compare wait times at the Peace Bridge, Rainbow Bridge, Lewiston Bridge, and then the app will direct them to whichever crossing they choose based on a border wait time, the lowest border wait time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's nice. It was developed by CBP. It doesn't require individuals to register or provide any personal information whatsoever. And CBP does not store or have access to any information regarding travelers using the app either. So I know in this day and age, that's always something that's on everybody's minds and concerns. So there's no information that's stored, et cetera, with that.
Yeah, most certainly. Now, there are some other ideas that you have for travelers. Want to maybe just get into a couple of those?
Sure. Talking about the border wait times and talking about that app, I know not everybody does have a smartphone. It seems most of these do. But at the same time, you can go to the CBP website if you're planning a trip and you just want to see or don't want that app on your phone. You do have, access to the Internet on your phone. Go border wait times and you can obtain the same information there on our website. And then there's always the typical thing.
Okay.
Have the appropriate travel documents. Have your passport card, enhanced driver's license, things like that. Since the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative took place back in 2009, hard to believe it's been that long. But, many people, most of the travelers that we see are in compliance with that these days. But just remember that. And children 16 and under still, they don't have to have the passport, et cetera. They could cross with a birth certificate still. And if they have that school ID, which seems to be issued at most schools these days, to support that birth certificate, that's always helpful for us.
And then also, I'm going to make sure that we touch on one other thing. I know it's a little late in the season to help out with this, but there is a program, right, that can help you get pre-screened and make these times in the future go a little bit smoother.
Right, the Nexus program. Nexus program is a great program that we have. It allows pre-screened low-risk travelers to proceed with little or no delay into the U.S. and Canada. Nice thing here in the Western New York area and Southern Ontario area is we do have the Whirlpool Bridge, which is a Nexus-only bridge. And that bridge is open, every day from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. In the Southern Ontario and Western New York area, believe it or not, we have over 150,000 Nexus participants in this program.
And room for more?
Always room for more. So nationwide, we have over 1 million participants. Over last summer, we had the 1 millionth card issued. So it's a great program. It saves you time. It allows us to, you're pre-screened, et cetera. So you're considered to be a trusted traveler and allows us to put our focus on, the people that aren't, trusted travelers, et cetera.
Richard Mistel is with the Customs and Border Protection with us with some tips for this holiday season. Thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
You are very welcome. You take care and have a good holiday.